Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on brainwave entrainment using binaural beats. It's really got a huge amount of potential to change people's consciousness, and so we're going to be playing with some different brainwaves and probably get you really high, especially effective if you're wearing headphones, but not critical, actually. Our intention is that we'll be able to one day use brainwaves very soon to actually entrain people into different states of consciousness and to even get people out of states of consciousness like depression or anxiety or any issues, especially problems with brain injuries as well. So that's our intention. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. We've got our online sound healing program happening with we've got about 12 instructors that teach it. You could start actually on October 24th is the next start time. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights. 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 1. And you can always watch videos if you can't make the classes with the live instructors. And it's really about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really teaches you different ways to use sound for all different types of issues physically and emotionally, but also to be able to help do treatments on others, and also just to do sound baths and work with sound for even groups and such. It's really effective. You learn a lot of skills, and it's actually, let me put it this way, it's way beyond anything you could ever imagine. It's really profound what goes on in our classes, even online. It's really effective. So again, you can start October 24th. The next start time here at the Institute would be January 18th, the day after Martin Luther King Day. It might be the 19th or 20th, actually. And we've got the classes here limited to 10 people. So we don't have too many people. We're doing social distancing, right? And then we've also got the recording program will be starting again in January online, where we teach all about Pro Tools and doing recording and mixing and producing. And that's really effective. You can see my screen. You can hear exactly what I'm mixing in real time. And it's really incredible. Again, you know, I wrote the main book on audio recording and audio producing, not to mention the one on sound healing. So those are happening. Those classes, the big thing we have happening is our sound healing conference. And that's tomorrow we should be up, or maybe Monday, at globesoundhealingconference.com. We've got about 20 of the, some amazing presenters, including Gary Malkin, including Michael Tellinger, who's in South Africa, has done some really detailed research on some of the ancient ruins there and has some really cool information. Just every in presenter is quite amazing. It's our 9th International Sound Healing Conference, and it's online, of course, this time. So the cool thing about it is that it's free, right? So you can also buy packages afterwards, but for the whole conference, it's free, and it's November 11th through the 15th. We have about 4 presentations a day, and at that time, we're also going to be launching the Sound Education Association. So we've already spent 3 years creating different exercises for children. If you go to soundeducationcenter.com, you can see 500 of them, and we're going to be expanding up to, we've already got 2,500 designed. So we're going to be refining them and then taking it out to the world, to the public and private schools around the world. So that's happening In the conference, we're going to be doing a 3-hour meeting for anybody that's interested in joining the association and working on helping the kids, right? We're also going to be doing another 3-hour workshop or meeting for the Medical Sound Association. And the whole idea is to be able to come up with treatment using sound for every issue there is, and getting very specific with frequencies and combinations of frequencies and actual musical flows for all diseases, right? And so that's going to be happening in the conference as well. So again, Monday we should be live on the website, globesoundhealingconference.com, where you can go ahead and sign up. And again, it's completely free, unless you want to, you know, buy all the videos and have them later, or you can't make it at the time, right? So that's the Sound Healing Conference. We also have our therapy center with at soundtherapycenter.com. The main treatments we're doing online is where we can find your home note, where you're at peace. We play each of the 12 notes and then have you tune into which one is the most peaceful and calm. And I've been doing it about 10 years, where I've gotten really good at intuitively finding where you're at peace and where you can really breathe. And then we give you a CD in that key. We also do voice analysis with our Voice Analysis Harmony program that we also sell. And we have you talking in the mic and see which notes are missing corresponding to different organs or even different issues physically and emotionally. And then we give you the remedy and a CD as to what's missing. We also do chakra treatments and combo treatments here at the Institute if you happen to be in the area. We also have our store. We've got all the alchemy bowls, frosted crystal bowls, and we've got the sound lounge, sound table. We've got the bass pod, the bass belt. We've got a whole range of Tibetan bowls, and there's 300 products in the store. You can go straight to it by soundoflove.com, but you can get to all of our sites by going to soundhealingcenter.com, right? So those are the things that are happening here at the Institute. You know, I was just talking with my assistant, and there are a lot of people that are now working really scientifically to see how to activate the brain with actual frequencies. There's different ways you can do it. One is to actually just use binaural beats, which we're going to be playing with, which are two frequencies that create a rhythm. And then you listen in headphones. You don't have to listen in headphones, but when you listen in headphones, you get the extra benefit that you get left and right brain synchronization. And that's very cool. The other way that's happening these days is people are looking at the frequency of different parts of the brain to activate different states of consciousness. And there's a guy that's working with the frequency of the tubules in different parts of the brain and has been able to activate very scientifically very specific states of consciousness. And then we're going to be talking about brain maps as well. But first, let's talk a bit about binaural beats. Right? So whenever you create a rhythm, it's going to actually entrain your brain into that rhythm, normally within 15 seconds. So if I just go ba 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 ba, very quickly your brain is going to synchronize to that rhythm. Ba 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 ba. And this is very scientific. You can put a EEG on and monitor the brain, and you can see the brain actually synchronizing to the rhythms around you. Now, there's a cool way called binaural beats where you can actually play two frequencies and it will create that rhythm. I'm not going to get into the details of why, but let me play for you two frequencies. I'm going to play 100 hertz and 104 hertz, and you will actually hear 104 hertz rhythm. That means the volume will be going up and down 4 times per second. Check this out and see how this feels. That's actually a delta frequency. It's a frequency that your brain goes into, or rhythm that your brain goes into when you're in deep sleep. It's really, I think of it as the best brainwave rate of all, because it's really where you are 100% connected to source being regenerated. And in fact, if you don't go to deep delta every night a few times, you don't feel good at all. In fact, you'll die if you don't go there each night. In fact, normally go there for an hour and a half, three times a night, three or four times a night. Right? So it's really important. What's cool about it is when you play these frequencies, it will entrain your brain into delta to help you go to sleep. And it can be really effective. But what we've learned is that when you tune that rhythm to you, it's way more effective. Delta is between 0.5 and 4 cycles per second. You know, 0.5 is a half, 1 cycle per second is 1 beat every second. So it's like, here's 1 cycle per second, bum, bum, right? And then 4 is bum, bum. We were just listening to 4. So everybody's rhythm is a little bit different. So when you tune it to you, it's way more effective. So if you're listening to binaural beats on YouTube or in an app, you know, it's like a 1 in 12 chance that it's going to be tuned to you. And it can be quite annoying for people that are really sensitive when it's off. In fact, but it can be really helpful when it's on, right? So let me play a different rhythm of delta. That was 4 cycles per second. Let me actually play 3 cycles per second. See if it feels any better to you. Okay. We've got to try this out. I like that one a little better. All right. So as we'll talk about in a bit, we actually can help you find your note and get the binaural beats tuned to you here at the Institute. Right? Okay. So that's delta. We then have theta. Theta is between 4 and 8 cycles per second. Quite a bit faster, but this is for when you're in the zone, when you're dreaming. It's also a really good state for daydreaming in case you want to be creative. Daydreaming is the best for creativity. You want to do music or art, right? And it's also, it's a relaxing state, but it's also the rhythm that your brain goes into when you're connected to your subconscious. So for hypnotherapy, they actually bring you into theta in order to reprogram the subconscious. So I'm going to play, let's play 7 cycles per second. Okay, see how this feels. Okay, see if it feels like it's tuned to you. That's interesting. I don't normally, in my classes, I don't normally play 7 cycles per second. And that's like, it's the first time I've played it while talking. And oh my God, it just about took me out. Really interesting when it hits your frequency. It's so much more effective. So that's theta. Kind of a spacey state, but it's also the cool thing about it. It's where you go when you're one with the universe, or when you're transmitting or in the zone of love or even compassion, or in the zone of anything, right? When you're blissed out, you go into this theta state. It's kind of a little spaced out state, but it's really, it's like the address of the aliens that give you creative downloads, right? Or the address of source. the frequency of dress of source. That's a funny one, huh? Okay. Then we've got the frequencies of alpha. Alpha is 8 cycles to 12 cycles per second. And so let me play 10 cycles per second here. See how this feels. This is relaxed presence. It's interesting that that fast of a rhythm is actually relaxed presence, right? That's the, again, the rhythm of your brain when you're alert, present, not thinking, when you're actually ready to learn or ready for sports, right? It's when you're present with the light around you, the sound around you, present with your body in the moment, not thinking about anything, right? It's very, very cool. So that's alpha. Now let me play beta. I don't need to play beta very much, but because beta is what we're trying to get out of often. It's really the thinking mind, which is good. It's important. Beta is important. You need to be able to figure things out, right? And be able to read and do thinking, right? So if you have ADD, you often need beta. We'll talk about that. So here's 14 cycles. Generally, beta ranges from about 12 to 20, depending on which chart you look at. So check out 14. We'll play this just a second. Really, really fast rhythm, huh? Now, the deal with beta is that if you have ADD, your brain, the main type of ADD is that your brain doesn't go fast enough to get into that really fast rhythm. So they give people speed to speed them up so they can actually think, right? But you can simply tune the beta to you and it will overcome the ADD, the main type of ADD, right? This is really effective, right? So it's very cool for overcoming ADD. Every one of these works the best when it's tuned to you. Now, even higher than that is actually gamma. But gamma is normally above 30 cycles per second or so. And above 20 cycles per second. Uh-oh. Okay, so I get it that you guys weren't hearing anything I was doing. Okay, so let me go back and play the different frequencies. Oh, God, what a mess. Okay, so here's the delta. Here's the delta at 104. Okay, see how this feels. Here's the alpha at 110, I'm sorry, 107 hertz. I'm putting 107 here. Okay, so here's the alpha. See how this feels. Theta. Theta. This is theta for being in the zone. And then we have alpha, which is relaxed presence, quite a bit faster. And then the beta, which we don't really need much of, but I'll play it for a second here. Okay, so now you guys are with me. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so then we have gamma, which is actually not a rhythm. It's actually the bass of songs. So we don't really need to play that. It's like whenever you listen to a song, the bass of the song is putting you into gamma. Gamma is a very fast state, normally about 30 cycles per second. that is associated with high states of consciousness. You're hearing static on my voice? Really? Not when you play sounds, but only behind my voice. Not when I play sounds, though. Oh, God. So should I leave and come back? Let me turn off my sound and make you out. It's just a bit of static, okay? Oh, boy. Mercury retrograde. Let's see. Leave the meeting. Leave computer off. Did that fix it? Is that better? That's fine. And it's not better. That's interesting. Wow. Left the audio and came back in. It didn't fix it. It normally always fixes it. So there's static. So should I leave the meeting and come back in? I'll try that. Okay, everybody tone among themselves, and I'll be right back. So there's all these different brainwave states, and these different rhythms can actually bring you into these brainwave states. So you do it for sleep, for creativity, for being present, for learning, for thinking, and for getting in the zone with gamma as well. And but here's the deal, right? The deal is, flip the chat, always good enough. Okay. The deal is brainwave maps, right? Let me show my image here. Okay. So with brainwave maps, let me that one go. There we go. So there, you're normally not in one brainwave state at a time. You're normally in multiple brainwave states. So you might have on the frontal lobe, you might be in alpha. On the occipital lobe, you might be in delta. The temporal lobe might be in beta, right? So there's a full map. You're often in one more, you're focused more in one area than the other, but generally there's a whole range of brainwave states going on, except when you're in deep sleep and it's only delta, and that's why you can't remember anything, right? So here's the deal, is they've actually done brainwave maps on Dalai Lama-trained meditators and found different maps for their states. And Jeffrey Thompson actually took these brain maps and created binaural beats, the rhythms we were just playing with, to create that brain state in you. And it's pretty cool. His CD went to like number 7 on the New Age charts years ago. And that's like really, really amazing, right? Because what that means is that there's a really, what you can do is you can actually entrain people into different states of consciousness with the whole brain map. And it's way more effective than just binaural beats. But here's the deal. You can't just put all the different frequencies, different rhythms into the ears because you're mixing them all together. And there's no way for the brain to know to split them out to the different parts of the brain. So what you need to do is either use electrodes across the brain or actually use needles with frequencies going into the needles across the brain, right? And we even came up with a cap where you could actually have speakers all over the brain, right? So there's a different speaker for each lobe. And then you could entrain people into a brainwave map. Really cool for getting people out of depression or anxiety or into any mental state that they're stuck in, right? Very cool. But very dangerous. You got to be really careful with this. I had a friend who actually was entrained with a brain map with different electrodes, and it threw him off so badly he couldn't eat or sleep for 3 weeks, and he almost died. Right? It is critical that you actually tune the frequencies or the rhythms that we're just playing to the person, or if you're going to be throwing them off, especially if you have a whole range of rhythms that are not even close to that on different parts of the brain. I mean, even the relationship between the rhythms has to be exactly right, right? This is serious business because the brain is so malleable. It is so easily entrained into these rhythms that you can really hurt somebody. But that doesn't mean that the potential to help people is not still there. And with careful research, we can do some major work, right? The number one thing that we do right now is we actually find a person's rhythm, right? Their note, which we do an assessment where we play each of the 12 notes to see which one where you can focus the best and where you're at the most at peace, right? And so we then play that, we give you binaural beats tuned to your brain, right? And it's very cool. Very cool for brain injuries because the brain's kind of a little frazzled when you got a brain injury. And so it gets it back to its first, its natural, stable rhythm, right? It's natural, it's a stable rhythm, but your stable rhythm, right? So that's very cool. Although, you know, again, that's pretty simple where we're just finding, I mean, we're not using a whole brain map. We're not doing multiple frequencies. We're just doing one frequency for the brain. So it's not like, you know, completely overcoming the brain and more with like electrodes and such. So as we do more research, here's the deal. We should be able to entrain people into compassion. We should be able to entrain people into love. We should be able to entrain people into joy, right? Especially if people can already access those brainwave states. All we have to do is actually monitor their brain when they're in those states and see exactly what frequencies or rhythms are going on. And then we just simply duplicate those rhythms with binaural beats or electrodes, and we can get that person back to that state. Now, if a person can't go to those states or has had a brain injury, then we have to do some testing to find out what is natural for the brain. Some very serious, detailed, careful testing, right? But yeah, I mean, imagine being able to take people into a place of oneness with the universe, right? And I've met with some brainwave researchers, and they said you can actually see in detail when someone is one with the universe using EEG. And they said even better than that, you can see when someone is aware of being one with the universe and aware of their own being or their own frequency, for that matter, when they're one with the universe. So the potential here is just profound, right? Really profound, particularly for brain injuries, right? Just need a lot more research, but we see where we're headed, right? And that's the biggest part always. I want to play some sound for you. First of all, I want to just play a little bit of a demo. So I've got the song that I've come up with. We have it in every key, with alpha, beta, theta, and delta. So let me play some examples and see if you can hear the binaural beats being differently. So this is alpha underneath this song, Awakening. Let me go into about 20 seconds here. There we go. Okay, you should be able to hear the binaural beats in this. I'll play it for about a minute or so. Out there. This will be a little. Okay. Now let me play them for you in with beta behind the music. Okay. Check this out. Oh, that was beta. This is alpha now. Listen to it. Since it's tuned to my note, which is a B, it's like so effective for me. It's just like, I just want to close my eyes and not talk anymore. Okay, so here's the theta now. Check this out. See, you can hear it here. Quite a bit slower rhythm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Again, it's in the background. And then here's the delta, right? So it's going to be much slower rhythm now. Just wanted to give you a little taste of that. Now, in this song, Enlightenment, we actually go from theta to delta. So it transitions from theta to delta over the whole song. I'm going to play this whole song and let you just enjoy this one. Okay. So this is Enlightenment with theta in the beginning, and then it transitions into delta. Thank you. The best brainwave and trainer is the Schumann resonance. It's a frequency that's resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere. So it's triggered by lightning. So whenever lightning strikes, it rings the space between the Earth and the ionosphere. And it's 7.83 hertz, almost 8 cycles per second. Some people say it's been going up. It hasn't gone up. I actually called HeartMath, the Roland McCready there, who's the head of the research, and twice he said it's absolutely not gone up. There's the information that's been put out is actually wrong. And so it's a right on the threshold of theta and alpha. So it entrains every brain on the planet into that threshold of theta and alpha. And it's very important. But the problem is that cell phone towers and even Wi-Fi wipe it out. So in the city, you don't get it very well. So let me actually play for you a little bit of the Schumann resonance. Okay. So here we have just the Schumann binaural beats. See how this feels. Oh, by the way, if it may be too low for your computer speaker, so you might have to put it on headphones. So that's a very important frequency for us. And it's so important they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space, right? Now, what's interesting is, and I don't know, but I've been exploring what might be going on because we've got our own natural rhythm that we're tuned to, which is an average of our heart rate and brainwave rate, the rhythm that is us, which I believe is your soul note, your soul rhythm. Right, because that's where you're at peace. And but then there's the Schumann resonance, which is a second frequency that's entraining our system besides our soul, right? Besides our natural metabolism frequency. So it's interesting to I think the research that should be done is to figure out what part of the brain is the Schumann resonance activating versus your own home note, your own natural rhythm, right? And I think that balance between the two is really important. And we don't really know this information, right? Now, the Schumann resonance is a B, which is my note, so I really like it. So it's very cool. But that means that if your note's not a B, it's going to be unusual interval that the Schumann is in relation to your own rhythm. So it's a lot of research to be done on this. I want to play a little bit of a recording where I embedded the Schumann resonance and tuned the synthesizers to the Schumann resonance and then had a whole group of people toning with the intention of reconnecting to nature. So I'm going to play a few minutes of this and set your intention to reconnect to nature, if you like, and tone along with it. Any vowel. You can't do it wrong. Any vowel, right? Okay, so here we have it. We'll listen to about 5 minutes here. Okay, again, tone along with it. As you can see, my kitty likes the shimmering resonance as well. So again, we return to our original intention that we might be able to entrain every brain on the planet into higher states of consciousness, overcoming all of this fear and anxiety, and really bringing people into the light in a fun way. Hold that intention for the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks for listening.